Good morning, afternoon, or evening, depending on where you are. My name is Sharon F. I'm a Class A trustee currently serving as the chair of the General Service Board, which is hosting this phone meeting. We will have our treasurer, Tom R., give us an update on DA's finances. After Tom has shared, we will have an opportunity for members to ask questions or to make comments. And normally, I would also be the tech person, but Roger has generously jumped in to do that. And we've already muted everyone. So we've gotten numerous requests to record these calls, so we will be doing that today, but only the speaker portion. These calls are archived on the DA website. So after Tom has shared, the forum will open up for questions and comments. Please take note of any questions you might have, but hold them for the end of the call. Thank you. I would now like to introduce our treasurer, Tom R., who is a Class B trustee, non-debtor, who will give us an update on DA's finances. And Tom, you will have up to 30 minutes to give your report. And Roger will give you a two-minute warning. Roger, are you okay with being the timekeeper? Or I can actually do it.
Yes, I can do that.
You're good. Oh, thank you so much. All right. Tom, are you unmuted and are you ready to go? And you'll need to press star 6 to unmute.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Thank you so much. So thank you so much for your service, Tom. As our treasurer for the past several years, and thank you, and go right ahead.
Thank you, Sharon. My name is Tom, and I'm a friend of DA. I have the honor and privilege to serve as chair of the General Service Board Finance Committee and as board treasurer. The GSB Finance Committee is grateful for the opportunity to serve the DA Fellowship. And as a point of information, this is the year-end report that I will be giving at the World Service Conference next week. If you have registered for the conference, this full report is in the conference binder, and the report will be included in the final conference report after the conference. This year's committee members were myself as chair, David L., Michaeline R., Paul M., our assistant treasurer, and Sharon S., the committee secretary and our board chair. The GSB Finance Committee is involved in creating the income and spending plan, overseeing the bookkeeper and accountants, paying the bills, reporting financial information to the fellowship, making recommendations on revenue, expenses, pricing, and cost of goods sold. The committee meets monthly via conference call and usually in person at the two annual face-to-face meetings. It provides reports for the DA focus. And going to give a summary of our committee actions during the conference year. Throughout the year, we have maintained 9 months of operating expenses in the prudent reserve. We've developed action plans for the committee to work on throughout the year, including improving our processes regarding our literature inventory and educating the fellowship on our finances and the importance of member contributions. We continue to monitor income and spending, online contributions, and the prudent reserve on a monthly basis. There are three documents that the Finance Committee receives from the WSC Resource Development Committee, which we review, approve, and forward to be posted by eNews. Those documents are the year-end contribution announcement, the John H. Scholarship announcement, and the annual anniversary appeal. We also review the tax return and financial statements for FY 2021-2022 as prepared by our accounting firm. We sent announcements to the fellowship requesting applications for appointed committee member and project contributor. And I'll add now that if you're interested in serving as a appointed committee member or project contributor for the Finance Committee, please consider this and go to the DA website to get more information on these positions. We prepared the income and spending plan for FY 2022-2023, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that later. The Finance Committee is very grateful for the Fellowship's attention to the financial status of the Fellowship. I'd like to begin this section of the Finance Committee report with an overview of this past fiscal year, which ended on June 30th, 2022, then summarize the FY 2022-2023 income and spending plan. This is how we ended the fiscal year. The GSB Finance Committee is pleased to report that the income and spending plan for FY 2021-2022 ended with a positive balance of $54,811.66. Considering that the plan presented at last year's World Service Conference anticipated a balanced plan, the difference is the result of cost containment by the board and sustained donations from the fellowship as a whole. Our bank account balance on June 30th was higher than at the same time last year. This resulted in an increase of the total assets of the fellowship by $110,000. $110,664.10 over fiscal year 2020-2021. Contributions. For the fiscal year, group and individual contributions received were $157,090.06, or 4.8% under the plan, and 20.86% under the same period in the previous fiscal year. Effective August 1st, 2018, the fellowship was provided the option of making group and individual contributions online through the DA website. For this fiscal year, $50,924.85 in contributions were made online, representing 32.43% of all contributions received. And as a side note, I've noticed that the percentage of contributions made online are increasing each year. It wasn't that long ago. It was 20%. Now it's up to 32%. Broken down, group contributions were 16.89% under the same period last year, and individual contributions were 24.67% under the same period last year. On behalf of the entire DA Fellowship, the Finance Committee thanks the DA groups and individual DA members who have contributed to DA during the past year. Those contributions were an essential part of improving the financial health of the Fellowship. Now, literature sales. I'm going to talk about electronic literature sales. The Fellowship has received a profit of $48,099.42 in electronic literature sales. For the fiscal year, total literature sales accounted for $69,243.63, or 3.31% over the plan, and 46.06% over the same period in the previous fiscal year. Now, a summary of our expenses. For the fiscal year, expenses for the board, bookkeeping, operating the General Service Office, and the WSC Committee and caucuses was $159,222.19, or 11.91% under the plan, and 29.29% over the same period in the previous fiscal year. Now I'm going to talk about the income and spending plan for FY 2022-2023. As members of the GSB Finance Committee, we are responsible for developing an income and spending plan for each incoming fiscal year. A proposed income and spending plan for FY 2022-2023 was forwarded to the board for approval. The income and spending plan was approved. The income and spending plan considers continued contributions at the level we have been seeing this year, providing services for the fellowship, and maintaining a balanced spending plan. The approved income and spending plan for 2022-2023 is presented here and will be included in the conference binder in the final report. It includes income based on current group and individual contribution levels, income based on current group and literature sales, estimating increased number of meetings returning face-to-face. That is, we are seeing an increase in literature sales, and I think this is a result of meetings returning to face-to-face as opposed to being on Zoom for a year and a half where literature wasn't available. Committee and caucus expenses, a winter face-to-face for the General Service Board. This has been held virtually the past 2 years because of the pandemic. Funds for professional website maintenance, increased hours for the General Service Office staff. The income spending plan, as approved, is not only balanced, but it shows a profit of $83.96. Now about the prudent reserve, the status and board actions regarding the prudent reserve. Debtors Anonymous and other 12-step groups maintains a prudent reserve. The board has reached the goal of establishing 9 months of operating expenses in the prudent reserve. The prudent reserve will be maintained at 9 months of operating expenses for each fiscal year and may be adjusted each year depending on the operating expenses in the approved income and spending plan. That is, if our operating expenses go up, our 9 months prudent reserve will go up. If they go down, our prudent reserve would be lowered. The board has been creative in ways to bring in more income while at the same time serving the fellowship. The board has made more literature available electronically, including the newcomer packet BDA, 17 of the pamphlets in one book, and single pamphlets. By making DA literature available through Kindle, we increase the availability of literature through different media to reach the fellowship. The 12 steps study guide for DA and BDA has been published and is available for sale to the fellowship. And recommendations which the Finance Committee has made for next year's committee, the GSB Finance Committee continue to assess the balance in the main checking account and make recommendations to the board on transferring funds into the prudent reserve until the 9-month goal is reached. And we've done that. That the GSB Finance Committee continue to monitor actual income and expenses against the approved income and spending plan. We've continued to do that on a monthly basis. That the GSB Finance Committee, through its board liaison, work closely with the WSC Resource Development Committee. That the GSB Finance Committee continue developing and tracking action items throughout the year. And in summary, it has been an honor and a privilege to serve as your treasurer for the last few years and also on the Finance Committee. And with that, that is my report. I will turn it back over.
Thank you so much, Tom, and thank you for your tireless service as our treasurer for DA for the past, I think it's 4 years, three or four anyway. Thank you so much.
4 years.
And Roger, 4 years. Thank you. Roger, you could stop the recording now, please, and thank you so much for your service as well.